Hi, today we're going to be talking a little bit about what PALS is, who we are, what we do, and why it's beneficial as well. My name's Rachel. I've just finished my fourth year of my media degree, and I've been a PALS leader for the last year.
Hi, I'm Bethan. I'm going into my fourth year of film and media, and I've been a PALS leader for about exactly a year now. So I think we'll start off by just talking a bit about what PALS does and what it is in general, as I'm sure many of you might be wondering. So PALS stands for Peer Assisted Learning, and we are the leaders of that. So we will facilitate sessions with students based on kind of materials that have been covered in lectures and seminars, and we'll take that and we can help answer any questions people have and give a bit of a student experience alongside that, while maybe going over a bit of the materials that have been previously covered.
Yeah, I think it's quite good as well, because we are students who have done the modules that that the sessions are in. So like Bethan said, a lot of it is kind of experience based, and it's also kind of a safe space as well, where there's less pressure. So it's not like maybe speaking to your lecturers and seminars and things like that. And yeah, so it's facilitated learning, so we're not kind of teaching, just sort of taking materials that are already there and expanding on them, really, with our own experiences.
I think that's the big one, is definitely that we don't teach. It's not another lecture, it's not another seminar that feels pointless to go to. It's a whole new way of learning. And I think, as you said, one of the biggest benefits people have with that is that it's from a student experience. And some people feel a lot more comfortable coming to students than be going directly to the lecture as well. Especially if you're coming into uni from college, people are maybe in their second or third year when you arrive, and hopefully someone with experience would be a bit more beneficial to chat to for you.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. And it's good as well, because it's going beyond the sort of lecture material and the seminars as well, in that we can kind of provide different perspectives, not only from our own experience, but we might also use different media and maybe even different terms and terminology when things can be quite kind of academic, especially if you're maybe going straight into second year, something you've maybe not had as much of the sort of foundational stuff, which is something that the live PAL sessions are set up to help with in the coming from college. But it is quite good for sort of breaking down tricky topics and also going beyond just the content in lectures and seminars as well, with like academic writing and referencing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest ones that I kind of get as a leader, is terminology breakdowns, because oftentimes at uni, terminology will just be thrown at you. Sometimes it is explained if it's beneficial too, but lecturers will often just kind of give you terminology and expect you to kind of pick it up as you go, because that's just how it is. But maybe if that's something that you're struggling with, PALS is definitely a way to kind of help ease the stress of that.
Yeah. And a lot of what we do in the sessions is based on activities, which is also quite different from, I mean, it's, I suppose, in a way, sometimes seminars kind of use activities, but I think when there's that additional element of it being student-led, there's a lot less pressure. I think activities is a really good one. And really useful. It's sort of informal and fun, less intimidating than working with your lecturers and program leaders again.
So. Yeah, I think maybe we can chat a bit about how, what kind of activities that we've done. So I've done a lot of kind of quizzes, I've done kind of match-up tasks, and this is all based online because we've had to be online for the past year. So there's a lot of it's based on kind of what we can do in an online space, but there's been a lot of fun ways that we've managed to get around that, I think. And we've done a couple of quite quick research tasks, like go away and do a quick Google on this thing and then come back and share, things like that. Sometimes we have people working in groups, and sometimes it's a bit more individual as well. But we, for me anyway, what I kind of do with my sessions is I base it, for regular sessions anyway, I base it around the group I have, and I like to see what they engage with, what they enjoy. If there's anything that makes them really uncomfortable, I'll try and avoid that, because it's peer assisted, it's based around the peers, and we want to see what's beneficial for them and what works, rather than making it painful in any way.
Yeah, I would definitely say, especially with trying to get engagement online, you know, it is a new, I mean, I know myself from going to like live seminars and stuff, it is more intimidating unless people are willing to kind of put their cameras on or their mics on and or speak up. So it's about, we've obviously had to sort of navigate that, and really is about making people feel comfortable. So the activities might sound intimidating, but once you kind of get to know the group that you're working with, I think you really can kind of shape what you're doing to that. So I think a lot of what I've done activity wise is also match up ones. We've done like polls and like little quizzes as well, like you've done. We've also sort of asked people who have been attending the sessions what they're interested in, what they want to focus on, and then sort of built activities from around that.
We've done that as well. We always had, for last year, we always had a bit of time at the end for questions, and then we would ask if there's anything really covered, and then if no one was saying anything for a couple of weeks, we would set up a poll and do it that way as well, like give them a couple of options, because sometimes it's hard to just come out right with an option, but if you give them a selection of options, then sometimes they're a bit more willing to vote for that. So
yeah, I definitely found that with polls as well, where they were quite popular, and it's less sort of intimidating and you don't have to speak out and things like that as well.
And it's anonymous as well, which helps. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'm just thinking another thing that the leaders can do is we sort of work with or can work with the module coordinator as well. So if it's maybe less intimidating to talk to another student who's already done the module about things that you're finding difficult. And if we kind of find, I don't know if you've had the same, Bethan, but we sort of found that there was an issue with one specific part of the module. So what we were able to do was feedback to the the program coordinator, and that meant that obviously students weren't having to, you know, you weren't having to kind of talk to the lecturer, especially if you're new and it's your first year. You know, you might find that really intimidating. I know I would, and I've done 4 years now. So it means that you can kind of talk to other students, and we as PALS leaders can then feed that back to the lecturers and maybe like make a difference in the course or explain or have them kind of explain a concept in more detail and that kind of thing, which I think is another benefit really to PALS.
I think keeping a good contact with the lecturers involved in the module is something that we do aim to do. We try and, I mean, because we're a bit older or we're a bit further on in our uni career than what we're doing with the group that we're working with. I think because of that, we tend to know the lecturers a bit better, or we at least know, we've spoke to them. So we can easily get in contact and just say, here's something people are struggling with, or do you have any advice for people who are struggling with areas of this module and things like that? And then we can add that to the sessions, which has been really great.
Yeah, so I think that's something even like in my last year, I would have kind of struggled to do and to kind of reach out to, even though I might have like, you know, I'll have spoken to them a few times. I think when it's you, it's more difficult than if you're kind of facilitating sessions and to kind of talk to people about that, especially if you've been to the PAL sessions and you know there's like a few different people struggling with it and someone else is going to kind of talk to the lecturer about it for you. I think that's a lot less intimidating.
Yeah, it's very difficult going from a place where you're so used to having like a very teacher student dynamic to maybe a place that's a bit less of that. It's a little like uni is still a professional place. There's still obviously lecturers and students, but tends to be a lot more casual, and it's kind of hard to go into that, I think, and realize that you can just reach out to these people very easily without having, you know, to do the whole formality thing. I think a lot of people do struggle with that.
Yeah, it's something you have to sort of get to grips with really and learn to navigate, but you do, and it is like, yeah, it's more informal and it is better. I think it's just, well, in my opinion, I think it's just like something you have to kind of adjust to really at the beginning.
Yeah, I think another thing we can be chat quickly about is where PALS is in QMU right now, how, like what areas of QMU it's kind of involved with, and then I think we'll maybe chat quickly about what it will do in this programme for coming from college. So at QMU, it currently runs in MCPA, BEAM, and PsychSoc, which basically is the media department, the business department, and psychology and sociology. It's starting to get into the health department as well. This year, we're starting with paramedical science. It's just starting up there. And the goal is it will hopefully make its way around that division a bit more as well. But those are the three main ones it's currently involved with, and then just an extra subject there as well. And I think in terms of coming from college, there's going to be weekly live sessions. I think it's Thursday at 10 a.m. every week. And it's going to basically just kind of what we do at uni, kind of what we've just explained as well, that we've done in the past, only it's going to be more broadly focused. It's not going to be subject based. And it's going to be based more on getting you guys comfortable coming into uni, and also helping with any questions you might have for uni. So covering topics such as referencing, academic writing, things like that. So broad uni terms that you'll probably come across when you're starting at QMU.
Yeah, and I think like those are going to be really quite beneficial, because I find even, you know, facilitating sessions for specific modules, even within that, people are interested in sessions to do with academic writing and to do with referencing, even like regardless of the kind of level that you're at, you can always sort of benefit from other people's experiences, like other students' experiences with things like academic writing and referencing. And especially if you're coming from college, I think now's a kind of a good time to do that.
Yeah, this is definitely a good space to do that right now. But I feel like even when we do sessions within our own subjects, there are still times where we do referencing sessions and things again, because some people just need a refresher. Some people are still struggling as they go along, because referencing, for example, is a very difficult topic for some people. So it's good to know that, you know, we can be a bit more broad in our sessions, but we can also be more subject based as well, or terminology based for whatever kind of module you're going about doing. So there's tons of stuff we can do, which has been really beneficial, I think.
Yeah, and I think with the coming from college sessions, a lot of it's kind of focused around preparing you for a formative assessment that's optional, so you can choose to do it or not, but the sessions all kind of look at how you might do an assessment, how you might carry out, you know, writing a small scale essay. And I think that's something that's really useful when you're adjusting from coming from college to how university and specifically Queen Margaret want to mark essays, how they might want you to reference it. And there's different referencing systems in PsychSoc and in across the divisions. I think there's different
particularly PsychSoc, I think.
Yeah, I think so I think these sessions are geared towards your formative assessment, but it's also going to be really useful for when it comes to writing your actual assessments in your first sort of year of study, especially if you're going directly into second year and kind of you've maybe got that expectation that you've written, or lecturers maybe have that expectation that you've written like university level essays in the past.
Yeah, I think the assessment's going to be a good way to kind of see where you are at the moment in terms of academic writing, or after these sessions, where you are at that point before you head into uni. And I think that's probably going to be beneficial for a lot of people, because I know when I went into uni, I wasn't sure where I was at with academic writing. And then for our course anyway, you were basically just thrown into the deep end. It was just, here's an essay, here's some basic information, here's how you need to have it structured, go. And it's like, oh, I need to learn all this referencing by myself. And I think a PAL session would have maybe helped me a lot, at least in first year. So if that is something that you're struggling with, I would definitely recommend the assessment and coming along to some sessions. Yeah, I think before we wrap up then, we can maybe just, I was just wondering what kind of experiences you've seen as a PALS leader, and how your participants have kind of been affected, if there's any positives you've kind of shown from that in your sessions.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, part of the good thing about being a leader as well is that you get to see people's kind of growth and students' growth. For the module I was running, people had to come up with their own ideas for a project, so for their dissertation, and the students had said that we were really able to help with like developing their ideas.
Yeah, I think confidence is definitely a big one for me. I had a group of first years last year, and it was really nice to see over the course of the couple of weeks that we did, I think we did about 10 to 12 weeks or something like that. It was wonderful to see them at the start being a bit more quiet, especially online. Obviously, it's very hard to get talking, and imagine first year, it's doubly hard. I don't envy them at all. But by the end, they were chatting with us. We were having discussions about film just at the start, just casually. And then we'd get into the actual session. They'd be totally up for the activities. They'd either use the chat box or they'd be speaking with their mics and helping with those activities as well. So I think in terms of personal growth as well, it's definitely another thing. Or just feeling more comfortable in a university setting or with a group of people. I think that in itself is definitely one big benefit for PALS. Yeah, I think that's a really nice note to kind of end on there as well. So yeah, thanks for listening in. Hopefully we're going to see you at some PAL sessions in the coming weeks as well.